Parshas Tzav. On the verse, a constant fire shall be kept burning on the Mizbeach, on the altar. It must not be extinguished. The Talmud Yerushalmi comments, constant even on Shabbos, constant even in a state of tumah, instead of impurity. As frequently mentioned, all the components and services carried out in the physical sanctuary and later in the Beis HaMikdash also exist in the spiritual sanctuary and in the Beis HaMikdash of within every yid. Every single one of us has a Beis HaMikdash in our hearts. And we have a Mizbeach in our hearts. The altar, the Mizbeach, corresponds to a person's heart. In the sanctuary in the Beis HaMikdash, there was an outer altar and an inner altar. So too in our hearts, there's an internal and an external dimension. The commandment, a constant fire shall be kept burning on the altar, was given regarding the external altar. The spiritual implication of that mandate is that our hearts must be burning with visible flames of excitement regarding spiritual matters. The external dimension of our hearts should be ablaze with godliness. Let me stop for a second. One of the biggest mistakes that people, the Yidden, don't realize is that we think that things have to go right in our lives for us to be on fire. That's a mistake. Our job is to be on fire the entire time. Let me ask you something. I had a friend who went to the IDF. From America, he decided to enlist in the IDF. He went to Israel and he told me, like this, he says, the mentality in the army is that you're waiting for the next battle. If a month passes and there was no mission, you're like, why did I sign up? By the way, same way with Hatzalah. Imagine you join Hatzalah, 6 months passed, there was not a single call. Let's say that happens. Let's say, halavai, right? But let's say, you're like, why did I sign up? You go to the army, there's no mission, why did I sign up? What? You're looking for someone to get sick? You're looking for some bad mission that you have to get on? But yeah, that's why you enrolled. So our life is a mission. So when things go down, when things go bad, when things don't go the way we want it, don't go, oh my gosh, okay, when things go right, that's when I'll get a flame again. No, you are Hashem's messenger to a dark place, to an unmoody place. That's your Hashem's messenger there. You have to always keep a flame alive. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to keep the flame on the Mizbeach always alive. That's a job. We have a Mizbeach in our heart. You have to always be passionate about your mitzvahs. Don't wait for things to go right to be passionate. First be passionate about our Yiddishkeit and about Hashem and about Torah mitzvahs. This is true even on Shabbos, a day when we cease work and rest, removed from the worldly matters. Accordingly, we are forbidden to engage in mundane activities on that day. The counterpart in our divine service is an inward focus, an effort to comprehend and internalize divine light, as implied by the commandment, you shall call Shabbos a delight. These two spiritual motives are interrelated. As a result of the godly light that a person grasps, he withdraws from all mundane activities. One might think that since the person is absorbed in the comprehension of a godliness, he stands above emotional excitement, and the external dimensions of his heart need not be aflame. And the commandment, it must not be extinguished, is also addressed to such a person. His heart must burn with godly fire, even on Shabbos, even when he's attained such a lofty spiritual state. As the other extreme, even a person who's far from Hashem should not think he no longer shares a connection with Hashem. He is told it must not be extinguished, even state of impurity. Do not look at anyone's present situation. It must not be extinguished applies to all. Everyone has a responsibility to see to it that his passion and fire for Hashem is not extinguished. The constant fire on this personal altar must be continually fanned, for his godly fire cannot be allowed to burn out. Such efforts will lead to the positive expression of the charge. It must not be extinguished. As interpreted by the Maggid of Mezrich, this means that the loy, all negative matters, will be extinguished. So what did we just say? We said two things here. There's a mitzvah that says the altar, the Mizbeach, must have a fire, and you're never allowed to extinguish it. You have to always keep feeding it. By the way, this is 24/7, 365, for 400 years of the Beis HaMikdash. It never allowed to, the Mizbeach can never have no fire. You have to always keep feeding it 24 hours so that the fire always, it's a lav, it's a forbidden thing to do, it's a sin to ever do something that the altar will not, the Mizbeach will not continuously have a fire on it. It's our job to make sure. Says the Rebbe, and that, by the way, it's even on Shabbos, we got to feed it even on Shabbos. Okay. And even if people are betummy, if people are tummy, you got to go and even in a tummy state and do it. Says the Rebbe, the message here is we all have a mizbeach. You have to always keep the passion alive. Don't wait for things to go right to be passionate. No, first be passionate. It's a mitzvah. You have to always keep the fire of passion of Torah mitzvahs and Hashem always on.
But if you run out of firewood.
And the fact that you do it even on Shabbos, and even instead of impurity, says the Rebbe, it goes to two extremes. Someone who's a big tzaddik might think, oh, I don't need to be passionate. Yes, even on Shabbos, you're a holy person, you still got to be always keep the passion. And someone who's very, very far, he's tamei, he's impure, might think, oh, not for me, because I'm not there. No, even betuma, even if you're impure, you got to always keep the fire alive. It's very important. It says the Magen of Mezvich, a very important thing. It says, loy sichbe, means it should not be extinguished, also could mean... It could mean that the no, all bad things, should be extinguished. Okay, next. This interpretation, suggested by the Magen of Mezvich, further teaches us that constant fire is necessary to extinguish the loy. One must continually burn with excitement over Torah and its mitzvahs. It is not enough that in the past, even just a few moments before, one was excited about his observance of Torah mitzvahs. The excitement must be continuous. If it becomes cold for even one moment, the loy, not the negative factors surrounding him, may find their way in and ensnare him. There's also the reason for the mitzvah to recall daily the attack by Amalek. Remembering it is necessary to keep up one's guard and prevent the frigidity of Amalek, taking control for even one moment. On the contrary, a constant fire shall be kept burning on the altar. It must not be extinguished. You see, everyone, there is something called Amalek. Amalek tries to make you cold, to be indifferent. Don't be passionate. Don't be excited about it. What's the problem? What's the big deal? Who cares if you're not excited about Torah mitzvahs? So let me just do it. I must be excited? No. The way how a yid works is that the Amalek, first thing Amalek tries to do for the person is make him not excited. Why? Once you become that excited, it leads to a lot worse. It's okay, I'll let some doubt come in, then I'll let some laziness come in, then I'll let some depression come in, then I'll let some not in the mood, let me just drop this, I won't do this, I won't do that, and it's slippery slope. A yid must keep his neshama aflame, and it's not easy. And I have issues, my wife, my family, my kids, my work, my parnasa. Yeah, but that's what you're here for. You were sent on a mission to a negative place. If it's good, then what's the point? Then what's your mission? No soldier would ever go on a mission to a friendly country to have fun. You go on a mission to a dangerous place, to a foreign place, for a purpose of healing, of curing, of fixing. That's what your mission is here. And if you don't have a mission, then no one buys bland books. Oh, everything was good. And no, it has to be a tale in the story. Hashem is the author of your book. You're the main character of your book. Of course there has to be tough moments. But you're the person, you have everything inside of you, the ability to be able to heal this. Again, we said before, the healing comes before the sickness. So whatever problems we have in this world, you were placed in this world with a purpose to fix the world, to heal the world, including your world. My depression, my wife, my lack of wife, my kids, my issues, all these things, all the problems I have in my life, they're here for me to heal. That's the purpose of life. So the first step is keep the flame alive. It's a mitzvah to never allow the fire to be extinguished from the neshama, from the fire of my mizbeach in my heart.